Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
During one of the earliest European explorations of interior North America in 1541, Hernando de Soto's scribes wrote of a peculiar tropical-like fruit that was being cultivated by Native Americans. When President Thomas Jefferson sent William Dunbar and George Hunter to explore the Washita River in 1804, Hunter recorded a small bayou named after this plant that entered the river on the east side about a league above the mouth of Bayou Bartholomew. 2 years later, as the Lewis and Clark expedition neared the end of their epic journey to the Pacific Northwest, they depended on the fruit of this plant for sustenance when their rations ran low and game was scarce. Many of us still sing a jingle about picking up the fruits of this plant and putting them in our pocket. The plant in all these scenarios is pawpaw, a small understory tree found throughout most of Louisiana except for the coastal parishes. Rarely more than 35 feet tall, it grows best in fertile, well-drained soils. Dense clonal patches form as stems sprout from underground rhizomes. Small maroon flowers appear in spring before the new leaves and have a very faint odor of rotting meat. Not surprisingly, they are pollinated by the likes of blowflies and carrion beetles. When I once mentioned to a seasoned botany professor that my young pawpaws were not producing fruit, he suggested tying a piece of meat in the tree to attract pollinators. It is these fruits that have attracted the attentions of humans for thousands of years. They are considered the largest edible native fruit in North America. Yellowish green in color, they are 2 to 6 inches long and filled with bright yellow pulp and large brown seeds. Their flavor has been described as custard-like, similar to a combination of banana, cantaloupe, and mango. Eaten raw or as substitutes for bananas in baked desserts, their nutritional value as measured in vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and calories is greater than that of apples and peaches. The large pawpaw just off my front porch, though a prolific producer of fruit, doesn't contribute much to my larder. Gray foxes, raccoons, squirrels, and possums are the usual beneficiaries. And before this tree matured, we never saw zebra swallowtails here. Their larvae feed exclusively on young pawpaw leaves. Chemicals in the leaves, when ingested, make the butterflies unpalatable to predaceous birds. So, history, spectacular butterflies, and other wildlife, with a unique, healthy dessert to boot, what other reason does one need to have a pawpaw in the landscape?
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.